Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
We're live from Holly's Horse Haven in... How do you pronounce it, Elaine?
Omeath, County Louth.
Great. And this is... Do you know what? It's like sometimes when I go into a school to talk to kids or whatever, you walk in and you know almost as soon as you get in to the yard... It's a happy place, or it's a difficult place, or whatever it might be. This is a happy spot.
Well,
it's a really nice vibe about the place.
First thing I want to say is you are so welcome, Ryan.
Oh, thank you.
We say that to everybody that comes to Holly's.
Damn, that just cheapens it.
Oh, sorry, Ryan. Sorry.
Go on.
I think it's very very important to make people feel very special.
Of course, of course. Yeah.
And we are genuinely delighted to have visitors come and see us.
Yeah. What is it?
Well, first of all, Holly's Horse Haven is an equine rescue centre.
Yeah.
We've been going for about 10 years now. And we rescue horses from both sides of the border. We bring them in, we rehabilitate them, we look after them, we care for them. And then anything that's well or well enough to be backed, we like to try and back them for on our riding programme. Mm-hmm. Because we like to put them out as functioning family pets.
Lovely.
So giving them a whole new life, Ryan.
So how many horses would you have out and about in the fields around the place
now? At this moment in time when we're sitting here, we have about 70.
70?
70.
That's a lot 70. Of horses. All rescued?
All rescued. And they come from all directions. They come from government bodies. They come from, you might have the police. We're cross-border, so we take them both sides. Guards. We would have people who sign them in that just really can't keep them anymore.
I remember when the Celtic Tiger died a death and the recession kicked in, there were a lot of pretty high-class horses were left abandoned, weren't they, as well?
Well, to be quite honest with you, Ryan, that's where our story began.
Well, tell me about that.
Yes. We started when the Celtic Tiger took its nosedive. And what happened was, you know, you hear those stories where people say, oh, well, it just happened like this. And you think, yeah, right. Anyway, that's exactly what happened. Joe, my husband, got a phone call to say, you're the only guy I know that has a blade of grass. And there's a consortium and they have this thoroughbred broodmare. And they, well, it's like this, Ryan, when the recession was good, everybody owned her. And when the recession went bad, nobody owned her.
Isn't that amazing?
So he said the plan the plan of the group was to put her to the factory.
All right, okay, to slaughter it, really, yeah.
Picture the scene, my husband standing with a phone in his hand, looking over at me saying, do you want a horse? Can we take a horse? Now, you think, okay, a puppy?
Yeah. Or gerbil.
Or a gerbil.
Or a hamster or something.
Or a mouse or a rabbit.
Yeah, yeah.
But a racehorse
is
a whole different thing.
Yeah.
So it kind of was like, well, if she's going to go to the factory, let's not let that happen. So basically down the road came a thoroughbred horse. So
amazing.
Here we are.
So the horse came along and you housed it in a stable, obviously.
Obviously,
and
yeah.
How do you go from one abandoned and unwanted horse to, you know, 70 gallivanting around the fields?
Well, it's the old story of, can we say, because as Joe, as my husband would say, if he was sitting here with me, it's be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
He always wanted a horse. Yeah. He loved horses. He's from a background of a farm, you know, his family had farms.
Yeah.
His father and his grandfather ploughed.
Oh, so back to the horses again.
Working
yeah.
horses.
Yeah, and respect for the horse.
And love and respect for horses, you know. Yeah. So he did. He said to me when we very first met, I'd love a horse, you know. I said, just be careful. Make sure when you're wishing for anything, you put it out there. You're specific.
Because you never know what might happen.
You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So what happened was she arrived with her two filly foals in tow that they didn't tell us about.
It was a package deal. And no one told you.
It was a, you know, this bog off. Buy one, get two free. We rescued one, get two free.
Yeah.
And,
like a deal in Aldi or something, yeah.
So, and along then came the other groups when they found out, you know, in small communities, it goes out there like wildfire.
Yeah.
Those ones up there in the hill, those Duffy ones are rescuing horses. And
so the word got out.
So word got out there. And like only Ireland can do it, it was like a raging bushfire.
Yeah.
And along came then a few of the local government departments saying, look, could you give us a hand? Could you, will you help us with critical care?
Okay, so they said, look, we'll throw a few quid your direction to try and make this happen.
Make it happen.
Or to subsidise rather than give you the gift of it.
Yes, and maybe try and help us along the way, because we our next rescue then that they asked us to help with was 11 horses. We ended up taking 11 from a huge rescue in the north. Yeah. But it was horrible. It was really a baptism of fire, Ryan.
Why?
It was frightening. It was about 200 horses just abandoned.
Who abandons horses?
Let me tell you now, we have 10 years of a very tough lesson as to what people will actually
do. Is it all classes and none? Is that it, essentially?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you're from. Some people are just bad with animals.
And do you know what it is? A lot of what happens, Ryan, we don't think about is greed. When their session was good, it was like, I'll buy a few horses. Sure, here's and stick a stallion in the middle of that field, sure, and we'll have loads of foals. And what happens, indiscriminate breeding, and then they've got too many, and then they don't know what to do with them.
Is it ignorance or cruelty?
I think it's a lot of ignorance. And then it falls over onto you always, but of course you're going to get the cruelty coming in as well. You know, I think it's the fact that they stick your head in the sand. Maybe, you know, if you ignore it, it might go away. But these animals, in the meantime, are starving, abandoned. It's horrible. It's horrible.
So how did the National Lottery get involved then?
Well, what happened, Ryan, honestly, was we have been there for 7 years. We were 2 years as a rescue before we knew we were a rescue.
Yeah.
And I think this is a bit of the story of our lives, really. And along we went, and it's been many and many's and many's and many's a morning at 7 o'clock, 7:30. Joe and I have come up that lane saying, what in the name of God are we doing here? Yeah. You know? Yeah. And we have stood there, Ryan, we understand the power of positive thinking, because we've stood there wondering where the next penny's coming for feed to feed all these horses. Mm. In the winter we've had, you know, 90-100 horses.
Well, it's funny because we were in Macketeers yesterday having lunch, a late lunch, and the
amazing place.
Yeah, it's a great spot. Mm-hmm. And it was Grania there was telling us, and Bobby and Jerome, who we met before.
Oh, the food house.
And they were telling us that they will put their spare, the bread, the heels from the baguettes,
it's
and
incredible.
The bits of carrots, and so it's a bit of an old everyone in, all hands.
All hands on deck.
Bit of decency about the place.
Absolutely. And boy have we learned that, honestly, for every one cruel person in this world, there's a thousand fantastic
That's
people.
A nice message, isn't it? The lottery came along, liked what they saw.
Did
you have to pitch?
We what happened was we were about 7 years doing working with the horses. Mm-hmm. And the next thing, a guy wandered up the laneway and asked us, would we help with some guys that had addictions? And we did stop and we thought to ourselves, oh my God, could we do this?
Yeah.
And we said, yep, okay, this is something we can look at. If we can rescue horses, we can help people. And they came on board, and we had 18 months of, let me tell you, it was interesting. It was a roller coaster ride. Yeah.
You were bringing people with from disadvantaged backgrounds and with addiction problems, and then into special needs at some point.
Absolutely.
And all coming to do what?
All coming with one focus only, and that is to help with the rescue horses.
Yeah.
That is the main focus of everybody. You see, the thing about it is, Ryan, we can care for them and treat them and help their wounds and help them to heal. They bring them love. They bring a very, very, very special kind of love to them. And a lot of these horses are really traumatized and really upset and have been through a huge amount. And only these people are volunteers, people with all kinds of needs, coming to share their love, their unconditional love.
Yeah.
And I have to stress the word unconditional, because that is what it's all about.
Yeah.
It is giving with no come back. They're not looking for anything in return. These beautiful creatures are standing looking at them and they're saying, I want to give you what I have to make you feel better.
Do you believe that there's that bond where you've got really almost in some cases traumatized humans with traumatized horses connecting? Do you think there's something going
That's
on there? That's not too airy-fairy suggestion.
Absolutely it. And we have seen it work.
Is that right?
Boy, have we seen it work, yes. We have seen youngsters here who have been very traumatized and spending time, a very short period of time, with the horses and calming down and coming around.
Yeah, yeah.
They are hugely spiritual creatures, if I can go into that side of it.
Of course.
And I think what's happening here is a holistic approach. It's body, mind and soul coming together with these animals that also really have so much need.
So what do the people who deal with the horses, that is to say people with addiction issues or special needs, what do they leave as they walk down that yard to my left after a given day with the horses? What do you think they leave with, armed with, that they didn't have before?
They leave with a sense of I suppose, sharing and giving and compassion. Mm. They leave with a feel-good factor that they've made a difference not only in their own lives, mm-hmm. but the lives of those animals that they've been with. Mm. And it's across the board for all animals. You know, we just have come across it here, I suppose really you could call it, in a way, it's, it's a Holly's sort of idea or,
yeah.
you know, that... this works. Yeah. It works.
Well, when I came in a little earlier on, Elaine, I was very taken by the atmosphere in the place. It's a very happy spot. And yourself, myself, had a nice walk up to the, what do they call those big Doctor Who things?
They're the polytunnels.
Polytunnels,
this is actually where the National Lottery, then, you're asking me how they came in.
Yeah.
National Lottery came along. It actually was the HSC, it was Live Disability Services, came along and they asked us, would they possibly or would we? They're very, very open and they're very positive in their attitude towards special needs. And they came and they said to us, look, we've heard about you. Is there any way that we could come together yeah. and look at this
yeah.
and see if there's something that we could really put together as a model, a Holly's model, to see if we could really work with this.
Okay.
So they ran a pilot program with us. And for our special needs, and they came along and they really, really saw the positive side to it. Mm. And they then suggested that the HSE National Lottery could maybe give us something to contribute towards summer camp.
Yeah.
Now, they'd never done summer camp. They thought it might be a good idea to have summer camp available. And we did. We did summer camp last year. It was amazing. It was an amazing experience to bring all these people out, special needs, people, adults with special needs, yeah. children. And in the afternoons later, we did kids, disadvantaged kids.
Yeah.
And
what would they do for the day or the afternoon?
They came, I'd give you an idea.
Yeah.
They came in and they meet the horses. People say, what do you do in a summer camp with horses, with rescue horses? They came in and they had a look around the horses and they choose the one they loved the best. And we brought them up and they coloured in their horse and then we got T-shirts for them and they put the horse onto the T-shirt.
Yes.
That they would use for the week and then they would play around.
Yes.
And then we would go on then and they would we would have all sorts of fun games. They'd do grooming, they would do petting. We did select about 8 or 9 of our very special rescues and had them worked with for special needs. So our rescues are those that we use with them.
They know.
On a
there's a sensory garden. I noticed you grow flowers in the cage. I spotted these plants in cages.
Grow flowers in a cage because we hate birds in a cage.
Okay, that's it.
So they were donated to us.
You have rabbits. You have
chickens,
did I see a hamster?
We have ducks.
Yeah, you have all sorts. I mean, it's like Noah's Ark. It just got turned out.
Well, I tell you what, I put it out on our Facebook page, which is incredible. Hello to all our Facebook friends
yep.
out there, Holly supporters. Yeah,
yeah.
We love them. They're fantastic. And I put it out. Maybe our special needs program might like a chicken or a duck. And the people were coming up, they lay in the boxes of chickens and ducks and rabbits.
Yeah,
and,
you are the Noah of Dundalk, aren't you? I mean, or Louth, I should say. Yeah. You're Mrs. Noah's Ark,
Mrs.
really.
Noah.
They're all happening here.
I don't
here.
Know what Joe Duffy's going to say.
Joe Duffy being your husband.
Joe's the
Not,
husband.
As opposed to the other Joe. What's he doing here? Where is Joe, by the way? Is he there?
Here he is standing out here. Hi,
oh, there
everybody.
He is.
Out the window.
Joe, do you ever get a word in? No, I didn't
no,
think so.
Said, no.
Not in edgeways.
Well, can I just say, Ryan,
yes.
where the National Lottery was concerned, I just want to really make a point
sure.
that we really had, you know, don't they say education is power?
Yes, I do.
And knowledge is power.
Yeah, I believe
so
that.
We really did. It made us stop in our tracks when they did come along with this funding to help us. And we did put it into summer camp and we did get our polytunnels that we are doing our seed to feed program. We ask people out there, hi, everybody out there, if they want to post in a packet of seeds for flowers or...
Lovely.
And our special needs help us to grow them. And when we get a contribution for the planters or the hanging baskets, whatever, we then will put that into feed for the rescue horses. But I will say what we did learn from the whole concept of National Lottery is that it isn't about handing your money over the counter in your garage or shop or local, you know, supermarket to buy your National Lottery ticket. It's about contributing to the thousands and thousands of people out there who are helping with different projects. Mm,
the good causes.
All of those good causes. So it's the same as you going and putting your money in a bucket in a supermarket or whatever. You are helping our nation's good causes. And that money is going there with the added bonus of a little bit of magic that you could win something yourself. But basic bottom line, you're helping thousands and thousands of people.
Elaine, it's been a tonic to meet you and a real pleasure. Thanks for coming to see us in our chip van. I mean, we're going to be here for another hour and 20 minutes at least. And I've loved it already. And the tour of the poly tunnels was lovely.
Oh,
and
looking forward. It's great.
And there's a marquee out and people from all around have come out to say hello. Good morning, everybody. And thanks for coming along.
Hi, everybody.
And the marquee is there and there's tea and coffee and fizzy orange for everyone.
And can I just say, Holly Social Haven, we do gets a bit of help, but our horses, our Holly's Horse Haven charity for the rescue horses, are always in need, so we always need help.
Okay.
Of any kind.
Where can people go to help? Is there a website or
www.hollyshorsehaven.com.
Hollyshorsehaven.com.
And
perfect.
Can I just please,
of course, Elaine,
to say thank you so much to Lavelle's property.
The great Lavelle's of Dundalk, of course.
Who, of course, were here to back us and
represented
give us the signs
by Dylan and Ava this morning.
Absolutely.
And Joanne, of course.
Yes, of course, who they're here.
Yes.
Botanica, who were here from day one,
yeah.
Creams and Remedy, to give us them for nothing. Our rescues are very grateful. Horseware, who will give us our rugs every winter, I have to say. That
gotta have
amazing.
The rugs.
And Horse First, who give us their natural supplements free for our rescues and have been doing for 10 years.
Good on them.
And of course, Macketeers, the food house, who are opening in Carlingford very soon.
Yes,
so
new venture.
Come down. They're fantastic. The food is amazing. Everybody love to see you there. Thank you. Thank you.
Big round of applause for
and
Elaine.
All our volunteers. And thank
there,
you
there,
so
there.
Much.
Look at your fan
can't
club. Is
out.
Your fan club awaits. You better get out there. There's our friend from the
Macketeers.
All the guys. Listen, you're listening to the Elaine Duffy show this morning live from Holly's Horse Haven.